This is Tall Tale TV, your podcast for sci-fi and fantasy short stories. Today's episode will be a compilation of short stories sent to me by a family of writers, returning author Alexander D. Jones, along with his brother Hayden T.A. Jones, and their father Gareth D. Jones. Enjoy! Brothers and Qualms by Alexander D. Jones.
Robots.
What? Asked Tim, looking up from his phone.
Robots, man, repeated Ham. Bane of my life.
Keeps us in business, replied Sim, looking back at his phone.
But, I mean, what would Granddad say? Our family business going from catching rats and rabbits to picking up rebellious robots?
Ham shook his head.
He'd probably say something about World War III and that we don't know how good we've got it,
Sim chuckled.
But seriously, dude, creating actual AIs was a bad idea to begin with.
Helped us win the war, though. Sim had put his phone away now.
Yeah, but, like, we should have just shut them down straight after. I mean, robots with PTSD? Come on!
I don't know, man. Sim shrugged.
We let them into our homes, and then they just thought, hey, we don't have to serve these guys. It was ridiculous.
Ham hit the steering wheel.
The uprising?
Sim did air quotations.
Only lasted a few weeks, man. There are barely any AIs still functioning. And once we round the ones in the city up, we can go back to rats and rabbits.
That's not the point.
Ham shook his head in frustration.
Look, all I'm saying is...
He was interrupted by a crackle on the radio.
We have reports of a rogue AI unit loose around the docks. Please respond. Over.
The two brothers looked at each other.
Please respond. Over.
The radio called again.
Keeps us in business, said Sim.
Ham nodded.
This is Response Team Alpha. We are 5 minutes away from location. Please send us the data package. Over.
Sim spoke into the radio.
Copy that, Alpha Team. Sending you the data package now,
the radio replied.
Let's go catch ourselves a robot, said Sim.
Ham gunned the engine, and their van left the parking lot and sped off down the road. Alexander D. Jones is a young author still trying to make it big. Well, big-ish. He's had several short stories published before, all of which you can get to from his blog, alexanderdjonesinfo.blogspot.com. The Final Battle is But a Game by Hayden T.A. Jones.
Hey there, Archimedes, called David as he entered the large computer room.
Hello, David, replied Archimedes in his usual monotone. Have you come for another game?
He asked hopefully, bringing up the chessboard on one of the many monitors. He didn't get much company down here. David nodded.
Why not?
He took a seat in front of the computer screen. The game began as David moved out his queen's pawn.
I heard the war has ended and a peace treaty has been signed. Is that true? Asked Archimedes as he brought out the queen's knight.
A light flashed over the far side of the room.
Hold that thought, Archimedes said as he tended to the flashing light.
David moved forward another pawn, backing up his first.
Well?
Archimedes inquired as he returned to the game and advanced a pawn of his own.
Yeah, what you've heard is true. It's all peace and friendship up top.
David pointed to the concrete ceiling of the room. He took Archimedes' pawn.
I won't need to make more battle plans.
Archimedes moved his knight and took David's pawn. David sighed and advanced his queen's bishop to threaten the opposing knight.
That's right. No more battles, no more battle plans.
Archimedes moved his queen's pawn forward one space.
Well, I suppose that I'm to be done away with. After all, a nation at peace has no need of a battle computer, he said, his voice wavering slightly.
David nodded.
I'm sorry. Really, I am.
He pulled the USB out of the port into which he'd placed it.
That's okay, It was checkmate in... Archimedes didn't get to finish. His voice faded to a soft hum. The virus had taken effect. The soft whirring of the computer slowed until it was nothing. It was a long, old war. But you can rest now, Archimedes. David patted the console lightly. He stood and walked to the door. He took one last look at the vast hulk of machinery and computers. He turned off the light and left.
Hayden T.A. Jones is an aspiring writer from Britain. He has been previously published in the Flash Fiction Press with a short story called Arachnids and Phobias. Escapades in Time by Gareth D. Jones. Escapades in Time, Series 7, Audition Number 185.
My name is Jeremiah Adolphus Black. I'm 22 years old, and I'm a postgraduate physics student.
And why would you be a good competitor on Escapades in Time?
Because I invented it.
Okay, good. Nice little catchphrase. What we really need is an amusing anecdote. Something about how you have a great knowledge of history. You know, something like that.
That is my story. I invented time travel.
Well, you didn't though, did you? Time travel's been around since you were born. This show's been on the air for 7 years.
You know I'm a postgraduate physics student, right?
Yes, you said. Your adding up's obviously not too good, though.
Ha! Right. The thing is, I'm studying chronomechanics.
Great. So that could be your angle on why you're a good candidate.
Sorry, the producer's saying something in my earpiece.
Okay. Yep. I'm winding it up.
Look, Jeremiah, I'm trying to help you here. We just need a soundbite from you. They're telling me your time's up. The thing about time travel is, you can travel through time.
Right, yep, we know. That's the point of the show. Travel through time, solve puzzles, find treasure.
Sorry, buddy, time's up. Time is never up. There's no need to get confrontational.
Hey, I'm not being awkward, but I have dozens of auditions to do today.
I'm telling you, I invented time travel. Or I will, 20 years from now. But someone stole it from me, took it back in time to his own youth, so he invented it instead.
Great. Look, this is too intense for our viewers.
Okay, I'm rapping. They want a nice, straightforward story to connect to the competitors. I'm not interested in your viewers. I just want to go back and stop someone pre-inventing time travel.
Not interested in our viewers? That's not going to work.
The older me told myself about this. I'm too old to audition after I invent it, so I had to get myself now to sign up for the show.
This is making no sense.
Yes, okay, give me a blinking minute, will you?
Why would you need to join the show?
Because I can't get into time travel research or official work.
Even though you're a post-grad chrono student?
They think I'm a crazy student.
Not surprised. I'm thinking maybe we could work with this story. I like you. I think the public will like you too.
It's not a story. I'm running out of time.
So am I.
Yes. I'm dying. My older self is dying. He's really old now. I want to fix this for him. For me.
How is he really old? Can't he time travel and sort it out?
No. He was stranded in the past. He spent 20 years trying to undo what happened. Now I've had to take over.
What? What, you like him now? Good news, kid. They like you now. They think you're crazy enough to pull in the viewers.
So that's it?
Well, for now, we've got loads more auditions yet, but we'll get back to you.
When?
Does it matter? You'll be traveling through time.
Ha! Very good. I'll go let myself know.
Thanks. Yes, the door's right there. Goodbye!
Yep, totally nuts. Yep, he'll be great. Are you serious? Of course it's not true.
Well, if he's for real, we'll never know.
Well, won't we all disappear in a grand rewrite of history? How should I know if that might happen?
I just work here.
Yep, send in the next one.
Gareth D. Jones is unofficially the second most widely translated science fiction short story author in the world, having been published in 27 languages. He lives in the UK and fuels his writing with copious amounts of tea. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed those as much as I did. Talent seems to run strong in the Jones family. Not only did this compilation include my shortest ever story, but also my first purely dialogue story, something you don't see very often. If you'd like to see Alexander's other story I've narrated, I will leave a link to Day of the Bodger in the description. And be sure to go check out their websites for more. But before you take off, make sure to subscribe. I'm Chris Herron, and that's it for today's Tall Tale TV.